إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن ولا بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, الحمد لله بإذن الله تعالى. We are, as you know, I'm in Sri Lanka and we are in Yala, the national park. So we are on a journey. And Alhamdulillah, the thoughts that I want to share with you and remind myself anew is the issue of journeys. Now, when we are on a journey, this place, when I came here first, we went to Yala, then we went to Norelia, which is about 6,000 plus feet elevation, beautiful tea gardens, and then we came back to Yala. So, in the course of that, climatically speaking, we went through a couple of climatic zones. We were in a hot place and then we went to a much colder place and then we came back to a hot place. Now, what I thought for myself is that on a journey, what is important is not what you own, but what you have with you when you go on the journey. You may own many things, but on the journey, the only thing which matters is what do you have with you. So when I went to Norelia, I realized that I had a jacket, but in terms of sleeping in the night and so on, that jacket was not appropriate. So, of course, my brother Rizki was there, so he gave me a wonderful knitted woolen sweater, which did the job. But the thought in my mind was, if that wasn't there, then either I would have to sleep in my jacket, or I don't know what I would have done, because it is very cold. So, it is not what you own. I mean, I have a few sweaters myself, but they are in Hyderabad. They are no good to me here. So, the point is that it is not what you own, but what you have with you on the journey. And what you have with you on the journey must be things which are appropriate. Rizki and I were talking about our packing habits and how we end up packing a lot of stuff and then we take it all back. Half of it unused. So, when we are packing the stuff, we say, I think I will need this, I will need that. But when you actually see, you really don't even need all that. You need half of that. You need less than half of that. So, you are carrying around a lot of baggage for nothing. It's just weight. Now, if you apply this to our lives, we are on a journey in this life as well. And like all journeys, what is useful and what is not useful on the journey depends on two things. Firstly, it depends on what the destination is. So, what is useful on the journey depends on the destination. So, for example, if you are going to now, this is December, or coming to December almost. If I was going to the UK, and I live in a hot country, I live in India. So, if somebody sees my packed suitcase, they would probably find inners in it, and they would find body warmers in it, and they would find, sweaters in it, and so on. And somebody in the hot country might say, why are you carrying all this stuff? I mean, here the temperatures are 30 plus Celsius and you are carrying body warmers and stuff. Makes no sense. And the person says that because he does not know where I'm going. Now, if I tell him, look, I'm not carrying this for here. I'm carrying this because in another 6 hours or 8 hours, I will be in minus 10 or something. God knows what the temperature now in the UK is, but in freezing temperatures. Then it makes sense what you are carrying. So, what you are carrying on a journey is in relation to the destination to which you are headed. And second thing is, it has to do or it must have relation with also the journey itself. So, if you can have your body warmers and so forth in the suitcase, but what you are wearing, you can't be wearing them. If you are wearing them, you are in trouble because you are still in the hot place. You haven't reached the cold place yet. So, what is on the way is also important. Like one of the things we realized when we came here to this bungalow was the bungalow has solar power. And so we said, alhamdulillah, very nice. So we have 24 hours electricity and so on. Assuming that the sun is going to shine the way it is supposed to shine. And what we forgot is that this is the northeast monsoon in Sri Lanka. So when we landed here, we found that there was no sun for the last 3 days. So mercifully, alhamdulillah, we didn't run out of water, even though it's a solar pump. But definitely, there is a shortage of power. So now you realize that if we had carried some solar lights, LCD lights, then it would have been easier. Of course, alhamdulillah, we managed with what we had. But the point is, therefore, what is your destination and what are the realities of the journey en route? What do I need on the way to get to my place? So it's not what I have as in assets or as in possessions. A lot of our possessions are not even assets. They are liabilities, but may Allah protect us from that. It's what, where are you going and what is on the way? And if you apply this to our lives and we think about this and say, where are we going? We are going, inshallah, Mustaan, to the life after death. We are going to a place which we have never been before. We are going to a place where we are going to be forever. So it's a place we have not seen before, and it's a place that we are going to be in forever. So what is the preparation for that? What kind of packing do I need to have? What kind of stuff do I need to take with me? What will be with me? Because only that is going to be useful for me. It's not what I leave behind here. And that's why Rasulullah ﷺ said, three things go with a person. Once he dies or she dies, all their deeds, everything comes to an end, except for three things. And what are the three things? He said, a child who is righteous and who makes dua for you. Yeah, so this can be your own biological child, or it can be somebody who, and then of course that comes in the next thing also. So therefore, it is your child which makes dua for you. Number two is knowledge that you have imparted. And this does not relate only to religious knowledge. It is all kinds of beneficial knowledge. Inshallah, whatever I learned from my brother here, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause this to be sadaqatu jariyah for him in terms of photography. Because that is again, opening the eyes to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So doesn't have to be fiqh or, tafsir or Quran or something. It can be anything beneficial, alhamdulillah, which you teach. And therefore, those people also who are your students and so forth who make dua for you, these are sadaqatu jariyah for you. And third thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any act of general service or general goodness that you have done. So, and he mentioned several things. So therefore, anything, and that again, if you remember, reflect, does not refer only to actions which are related to formal Islam, as in building a masjid or building a madrasa. It can be a hospital, it can be a road, it can be a rest house, it can be anything. All kinds of actions which are for the general good, meaning that they benefit not only Muslims, but benefit humanity in general and benefit also other inhabitants of the earth. So if you are doing something which is not necessarily targeted at human beings, but it's targeted at animals and so on, this is part of the goodness of Islam. And all of this is sadaqatu jariyah. I remember reading somewhere that in the days of the Osmani Khilafah, Ottoman Khilafah in Turkey, they used to have on the pavements, they used to have small, built into the pavement, stone bowls of water for birds. So in the summer, these bowls of water would be filled by the state, by the government. And it's for the birds. Imagine the level of concern for the environment and so on that they must have had. So therefore, the issue of journey. So now we reflect on our own life and we say that knowing that my journey is for the akhirah, knowing that I'm going to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is it that I'm taking? What am I packing? What am I taking with me? Now in this packing, when you do the packing itself, we put things in and then we take things out because we say, well, this is no use to me, so let me remove it, remove this thing. And this refers to our actions, for example. If we do something which is good, alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it. But if we realize that we have done something which is not good, then we immediately make tawbah. And that's why Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha said that every person is an author. Yeah, she's a beautiful analogy that she gave. She said, every person is an author. She said, all of you are writing your books. And these books will be published on the Day of Judgment. And they will be given into your hand. Ajib, see the beautiful analogy. She said, we are all authors. Everyone is writing a book. And this book is going to be published on the Day of Judgment and it will be given into your hand. So obviously when you are writing your book, this book is entirely in your control. Right? I can write what I want. After writing something, I don't like it. I can erase it. I can rewrite it. I can do what I want. Right? Cut, paste. But once this book is finished and it has gone to the publisher, which is the day when we meet Malakul Maut, then there is no correction and alteration and this and that because it's gone for printing. It's gone for printing. It is with the printer now. Now you can't go to the printer and say, no, give the book back and, I want to change this page, that page. No, that's what is gone is gone. And that is why when we are on this journey, it is very important for us to keep in mind the destination, number one. Continuously take stock of what we are carrying with us with relation to the destination and with relation to the things or challenges that we are likely to face on the journey itself. Right? These two things. And then you ask for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in meeting the challenges of the journey as well as when we meet Him Jalla Jalalu. Now that is very, very important therefore to live life in a thoughtful manner and not live life thoughtlessly, because then you find when you reach the destination that, oh my God, I should have brought this, I should have brought that, but there is no point now because it is not there. And that is also for us to understand that is a day on which, like I said in Nurelia, my brother Rizki was there to help me. On that day, there is no la bayun fihi wala khullatun wala shafa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on that day, there is no trade, there is no friendship, and there is no intercession. Illa mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this very clearly. So, if you don't have something on that day, you realize it, there is nobody there to say, well, why don't you use mine? No way. Doesn't work. Everyone, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and He said that the friend will run away from the friend, the brother will run away from the brother. So we have to be very, very clear about that. Except in one place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that on that day, that is a day when the closest of friends, akhillahu ba'duhum ala ba'din adu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the closest of friends will become enemies to one another, illa al-muttaqun, except for the people of taqwa. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of taqwa and to give us friends who are from the people of taqwa, because on the Day of Judgment, those friends will still be friends. Those friends who were together for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world will still be friends on the Day of Judgment. But otherwise, akhilla in Arabic, the closest of friendship is defined by many words. But the closest word is khalil. Akhilla is the plural of khalil. So therefore, Allah said, akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum ala ba'din adu. Allah said, akhilla, the closest of friends on that day will become enemies to one another. Not just ignore. Think about this. Ignoring, I don't know you, is a different issue, right? Somebody says, Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, who are you? Never saw you before. He said, Allahu akbar, what a man. I know him for so many years, he doesn't even recognize me anymore. That's bad, but it's not as bad as, now I want to actually harm you because I'm your enemy. Now that's even worse. And Allah did not say they will ignore. Allah said they will become adu, they will become enemies to one another. Illal muttaqun. And that is where we need to also have, alhamdulillah, create friends and have friendships for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We leave from the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need such friends are very, very good in this world and in the hereafter, because they will continue to be our friends. And in this world, they are good because they will guide us to that which is right. If you are in their company, they don't allow you to do something which is wrong, even if you want to do it. And they are people who remind you about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, and when you are gone, they make dua for you. I mean, this is the greatest wealth of that friendship can give us, provided we have right friends. And that is why it's so important to have the right kinds of friends, especially because on a journey, that is what helps. And we are all on this journey. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us in this journey bil khair, in His protection, and to let us reach our destination bil khair and His protection, and to keep us there bil khair and His protection. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.